The wide single-story building on the lakeside of the Ladies' Retreat, which was built at the beginning of the 18th century, accommodated three terrace houses for conventual nuns. Presumably, this building marks the beginning of some monastic buildings being restructured into terrace houses. The dwelling above the middle row house is an addition from the time shortly after 1800. The dwelling is a dormer-like structure on the roof, whose gable is flush with the facade and whose ridge is transverse to that of the main roof. The three terrace houses each have variations of the same floor plan, the use of which can still be seen in the existing building. From the hallway, three doors are located in the wall opposite the entrance. The first opens onto the basement stairs and the lakeside garden. The second reveals the stairs to the attic and the first floor, while the third leads to the privy. On one side of the hall, there was originally a kitchen, a heated living room and two chambers as unheated bedrooms. On the other side of the hall, there was a room and a chamber. In the middle of the three terrace houses, number 36, the fittings of doors, panelling and skirting boards remained almost completely preserved. In front of the house, there is a large lime tree in the middle of the ladies' retreat, which at 300 years old is almost as old as the building. Since the construction of the new terrace house, the lime tree has been the centre of a landscape garden. Changes over the past 300 years can be seen in both the structure of the building and especially the furnishings inside the house. The parlours, as living quarters, were originally highlighted by two windows compared to the chambers, which each had only one. The function is also reflected in the higher quality equipment of the rooms. In two rooms, parapet-high wooden wall panelling made of frames and infills has been preserved. It can only be assumed that the other rooms also disposed of this feature. In the 18th century, each room was assigned a chamber, so that there were two living units for each of these three convent houses, which were referred to as rooms or apartments. According to the monastery ordinance of 1572, the women of the monastery had to accept young virgins for Christian training and instruction. The second, small apartment in each residential unit could have been used for temporary accommodation as part of the training, but also for accommodating guests. Since cooking and heating technology changed fundamentally in the course of the 19th century, and housing needs also developed further, the separation between parlours and chambers was no longer as clearly defined as it was in the 18th century. After the middle of the 19th century, many of the previously unheated chambers also had a tiled stove. The outer walls were made of solid brick. Some cut granite stones were used in the upper base area. In the outer wall of the basement, which has the appearance of a ground floor because of the sloping terrain to the lake, erratic boulders were incorporated with no discernible irregularity. Since the joints in the masonry only show the irregular masonry mortar, one can assume that the facades were rendered from the start. The gable roof is made of softwood with a collar beam and double standing truss. According to photos from the early 20th century, the roof had a row of bat dormers and was covered with plain tiles. The interior walls are partly solid, partly half-timbered, and plastered over the entire surface. Due to the more recent floor coverings, the preserved historic floors are not always recognizable and assumptions have had to be made. The use of floorboards in parlors and chambers can be assumed from the acoustics. While in the corridors and kitchens, brick floors were probably used, as they are, even to this day, evident in the basements of all houses. The corresponding rooms in the houses of the monastery courtyard also display this feature.